Hello, everybody. Thank you for attending our webinar this afternoon on this rainy day, it sounds like, for all of us. This is part three of our Expert on Call webinar series, and today we're going to be centering around LinkedIn for Lawyers, a surefire way to grow your client list in 2018. So our panelists today, if you tuned in early, you've met them already. If not, here they are. We have David Schnurman, who is the CEO of Lawline, and we also have Joe Applebaum, who is the CEO of Ajax Union. So the style of this webinar today is going to be interactive. So please take a moment to find the Q&A function on your Zoom panel and also in the chat function. And please be encouraged to ask questions throughout the webinar. So we'd like you to consider this to be a roundtable discussion where you feel encouraged to ask follow-up questions, introduce new questions, situations, and allow David and Joe to address some solutions. So that being said, David, do you want to take it away?
Thank you, Kathleen. And just as a follow-up to that, I would say use the Q&A function for specific questions that you had for Joe. And use the chat function, such as if he asks questions like how many of you are an attorney, or the first question that I'll ask right now before I even introduce myself, so you can think about it and put it into the chat function right now, is what is your number one goal for your LinkedIn profile? So think, you know, again, the more engaged you are, the more you can do it and, you know, just write one word, write a sentence. What's your goal for your LinkedIn profile? So think about that as I say my bio really quick. I started Lawline in 2006. It was my third year of law school. And it was something that I realized there was a need and an opportunity for. And over the past 11 years, we've been lucky enough to grow to the largest provider of online CLE. We were actually just rated top CLE provider for 2018 by the National Law Journal. And we have 1500 hours of courses on our site. But really the biggest pleasure for me is the culture that we built and the team that we have. Specifically to LinkedIn, that is something that has been used in my personal and professional life for at least 10 years. And it's something I've realized I've leveraged a lot. And I was really looking forward to this seminar. Joe is the CEO of Ajax Union. Joe I've known for probably 6 or 7 years right now. Not only is he a close personal friend, he's a genius when it comes to marketing. Not only has he helped Lawline, but he's helped many different entrepreneurs and lawyers that I know. So he was the first perfect person I thought of when it was about LinkedIn. So Joe, thank you for being here today. We'll give you, you know, if you want to, before I start my first question, because I have a really, I think a simple, I think going to be easily engaging way to do this webinar today. But I just wanted to know, is there anything that I did not say that you would want to just kind of bring up, you know, for 30 seconds about your bio?
Yes, I just want to say in terms of like context around LinkedIn. So first of all, thank you so much for having me on this program. I'm really excited to be doing this and really be excited about dropping massive value to all you watching today. But I want to say that I've been using LinkedIn since 2005 or so. And I really, for the first, I would say 10 years of using LinkedIn, even though I'm a marketer, I didn't really understand the power of LinkedIn till I really started focusing on the work that we're doing now, which is B2B marketing. And I started really having to go deep into LinkedIn and try to figure out, okay, how do I monetize it? How do I get an ROI? How do I use it for networking? I also wasn't networking 10 years ago, and now I'm networking a lot. And so I realized the power of LinkedIn lies in, number one, having a really great profile, but number two is really understanding and having that goal and figuring out what you want to do. So I've analyzed over 80,000 LinkedIn connections, and I've analyzed David's LinkedIn connections, and I've gone through this journey of trying to figure out how are people connected to their friends and what are they doing. So there's a lot of insights that I've learned by analyzing so many profiles and helping so many people with their connections, and also serving so many B2B companies, including law firms and including all types of products and service businesses, that we've been able to create these really great insights that help people get an ROI. And for some people, an ROI is getting a job. Like I saw somebody wrote an employment. And for some people, ROI is getting better clients or getting more ideal clients or getting referrals or just finding new opportunities and creating more partnerships. So I'm really excited to be doing this. And I just wanted to let you guys know the reason why I'm talking about LinkedIn in general, because there's so many things I could be talking about, right? I'm talking about SEO, I'm talking about PPC, I could talk about email marketing. And I do seminars about that. But I'm really passionate about LinkedIn. Because personally, and I'm going to tell a story a little bit later, but personally, I've seen a tremendous amount of success for my clients and for myself and my own digital marketing agency.
Great. So you're probably going to tell the story sooner than you think. So the way we're going to divide this conversation is to three main sections. The first section is going to be how to, you know, what do you do with your existing connections? And I'm sure I know there's some stories that you're going to share there, because I want to give value right away, because people, I know I've leveraged that and you've leveraged that. And then we're going to talk about incoming connections and housekeeping, such as what do you do with incoming requests? How do you choose who you say yes to? What do you want to check for your profile? And then the third part is how to maximize your profile. And that's where it comes down to keywords, your story, the content, your photo, other things like that. And just so you know, and everybody knows, we already had about 20 questions submitted ahead of time from people who signed up for this. And the questions generally went into three categories. One was marketing, one was updating profile, and then there's a lot of general questions. So we got a lot to get to, so we're not going to dive too deep into anything, but there's definitely be plenty of follow-up. So let's start talking about how to better connect and reach out to your existing connections in LinkedIn. And you want to take us through some action steps, what we can do right away with the connections that we have, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, thank you, David, for breaking it up in such a concise way. I love the way that you sent me the questions right before we started and you broke it up. And I did a video on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook. So if any of you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, connect with me on Facebook. But I did a Facebook Live about how to create a marketing strategy. And then David took that, transcribed it, broke it into all these categories. So you're really good at organizing. And I was like, wow, who did you pay to do this? And he's like, dude, I did it myself. And I was like, oh my God, you're a genius. So thanks for breaking it up so well. So let me begin with what I call leveraging your existing connections. And when I teach networking, and I have a networking masterclass that I'm teaching right now to over a dozen entrepreneurs. And when I teach people, I say, you know what, we're so focused on trying to get new relationships that we often forget the people that we've already built a massive amount of trust with. And so if you're taking a look at your LinkedIn, you might say, okay, I have, let's say, 500 connections, or I have 1,000 connections. In the chat box, go ahead and tell me how many connections you currently have right now. So this way I'm able to see, like, you know, do people have 87 or do people have 10,000 or 100,000? Because you can't have 100,000. There's actually a max. So I see like 750, 135, 900, 1,000. So if there's 1,000 people that you're connected to, or 500 plus, if there's 1,000 people that you're connected to, or 5,000 people, again, how are you supposed to leverage those relationships? So I broke it in, because I had to break down my course about leverage. I broke it into three categories. There's recognize, strategize, and prioritize. So in terms of recognizing is, what I quickly did was I exported all my LinkedIn connections. And you can quickly do that by going into your profile, clicking on settings, and export data. And if you're not sure how to do that, you can Google it. And I also have articles on my own LinkedIn of how to do that step by step. But it's really easy to do. You get a CSV file, which essentially is an Excel file. And then you can go through that Excel file. I put it into a Google Sheet, and then I organize it in a very specific way. But you can identify who do you recognize and who do you not recognize. So what I did personally was, I had to do this for clients, and I had to do this for myself in order to kind of figure out. I have 10,000 LinkedIn connections. And when I went through these 10,000 connections one by one, just to see, do I know this person? Do I recognize the name as part of leverage, or do I not recognize the name? And what I realized is I only recognize 2,200 names. I only recognize 2,200 out of the 10,000 names. So the question was, what am I going to do to leverage the people that I already know? But even more importantly, what about all the people that I don't know? How am I going to leverage the relationships that I already have on LinkedIn, but I don't really recognize the names? And maybe I miss some and I do recognize them, but I'm just so, like, you know, my eyes glaze over. Could you imagine going through 10,000 records, you know, over the course of X amount of days, you know, going through 1,000 a day for 10 days and just, like, your eyes are already glossing over. And I have a tremendous amount of lack of focus typically, but I had to really focus this in, because if I had to teach this to entrepreneurs and I had to create a course around this, I really had to get this. And so I took the 6,500 or 8,500 connections that I did not recognize, and I dropped them into my MailChimp account. So I have a ESP, an email service provider called MailChimp, and I have tens of thousands of contacts in there. So I dropped these contacts into there, and, you know, somebody recently asked on this on the seminar, they said, Joe, are you able to get people's email address? And by the way, if you export that list contains first name, last name, position, email address, company name, and the date you connected on. And now, very recently, in the past 2 months, LinkedIn actually added a bunch of additional fields that they give you, like birthday. There's a few other fields that they give you, like website and so on. And so you actually have people's email address. Now, there are some issues in terms of CAN span, and I know you guys are all lawyers. So there are issues in terms of CAN span of emailing people to their personal Gmail accounts. So you might want to filter those out if you're going to be doing this now that there's the new CAN span law, that you can't just randomly email people's personal addresses. But there is software that you can use to find people's professional addresses, and those you can still email unsolicited. And so as long as there's an unsubscribe button and you're not trying to fool them or lie to them, whatever it is, but look at the law yourself. But anyway, so what I did was I didn't know that this law existed. So I basically just put it into MailChimp. I sent everyone an email and say, hey, I noticed we're connected on LinkedIn, but we haven't really built a relationship yet. I don't really know who you are, or I'd like to get to know you better. Tell me what I can do to add value to your life. Let's get to know each other. And what I noticed was that I had a tremendous open rate. I had a 35% open rate. And I was like, wow, this is massive. What if I take all the people that are in the category of marketing and I just email them a marketing message telling them that, hey, I'm in marketing, you're in marketing, let's talk marketing, right? Because if you get your business, I know a lot of lawyers in my group get business from other lawyers. If you get business from other lawyers, just write yes in the chat box just to see how many people actually get business from other lawyers. If you don't get business from other lawyers, hit no. Okay, I know that a lot of lawyers personally get like, oh my gosh, I totally get business from other lawyers. So you can quickly segment all the lawyers that you're connected to and do what I did for the marketing people and send an email to all the lawyers. Say, hey, I'm a lawyer and I get business from lawyers and I give business to lawyers. And I'd like to learn more about, you know, what type of law you practice and what your specialty is and what geographic area you cover, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I sent this to 500 marketing people. Out of the 10,000 people, I picked 500 that I did not know. Again, I did not know these people. I sent an email to 500 people. These 500 people, most of them opened it. And out of the people that opened it, two people, many of them replied, but two people said, hey, Joe, we actually have a project for you. We actually need your services because we see that you do B2B marketing. We actually need your services. And one of them actually requested a proposal and it actually recently closed. And I made $180,000 off that deal. There was a public company. They signed up to us. They signed an annual agreement and they're super happy. We had like a 90 day out, the 90 days passed and they're super happy and they're going to stay with us. But the crazy thing is that it's not just happening for me. It's happening for my clients as well. So if you're really smart about the way that you're doing things, you can take a little bit of automation. You can take your LinkedIn. You can get the information, communicate with your contacts, maybe inside LinkedIn or outside of LinkedIn. But if you do it in a smart way, you can actually see success. I know that I see success from this and I see success from my clients. And I know that you can do this too. David, does that make sense?
Yeah. So that's great, Joe. I actually didn't know about this new CAN span law, and this is not a CLE course, so I don't know the details, but certainly that's something we will research more of as well. But I can tell you for myself, I've been doing this for several years now, very similar to you. The difference is for me, my goal is more just to stay, keep in other people's minds as I send it to them. So I don't really have a goal to get business. So I generally send out one email quarterly to my LinkedIn contacts and I try to provide value or share some news. And so I can tell you when I send it out, I generally get a couple dozen responses from people I haven't seen in a long time or people who want to catch up with me. And just for that alone, just to stay peace of mind with your networks is really important. How often, so I really think this, what Joe had said in the beginning with the Excel sheet is something that is super impactful because Joe actually has a template. Joe, is that something that you're still providing? Is that something that, how can somebody take advantage of what you've already done? I don't even know if you're still doing that, or should they just create their own Excel sheet? Because I think doing the putting your contacts in the Excel sheet is something that every single person, like we haven't even got to 45 minutes left, but that's enough of, you know, you got what you pay for, it's free. But there's a lot of value in that because doing that to me, just the process of doing it, it forced me to look at all these people that I know. And the fact that you knew 2,200 is insane, but if it forces you for at least 30 seconds or 3 seconds to look at every single name in your LinkedIn and it leads to opportunity. So what's the action steps?
So last, So it takes me some time. It takes me some time and resources to take your contacts, put it into the format that I have, and then create all the columns and the dropdowns and everything that I need to do for you custom. So I did it for 100 people last year for free. And my goal was to analyze 1 million connections. And I've analyzed like 150,000 connections for these 100 people. And I said I would create a little product. I'm still in the process of creating the product. But if you email me, my email is joe@joeapfelbaum.com. joe@joeapfelbaum.com. And let me know that you're interested in this. As soon as I come out with this product, I will give you access to a template, which will, you know, for a couple dollars, you'll be able to kind of go through my recognize, strategize, and prioritize process and be able to see exactly what's going on with your stuff. But even if you're going to do this yourself, just take a spreadsheet and just identify who you know and who you don't know. You don't have to use my spreadsheet, but if you want access to my spreadsheet, just email me, joe@joeapfelbaum.com. And as soon as I make it available, I'll include you as a person that is interested in this. Right. So,
and before we move on to incoming requests and some housekeeping stuff with your profile, does anybody have questions about this first section? Go into the Q&A right now and ask some questions. While they're doing that, Joe, I'm just going to choose a question of a general question so people can do some Q&A chats if they have that came in ahead of time that's not on this topic, but it'll give somebody like 2 or 3 minutes to write a question if they're there. So the question that I'm going to share with you is, oh, this is a good one. What are things not to do on LinkedIn?
Okay, so what are things not to do on LinkedIn? And sometimes on my Instagram, I post what people are doing on LinkedIn because I don't want to offend the people on LinkedIn. But sometimes people are doing things on LinkedIn that are just not appropriate. Like, for example, if you walked into a networking event, and I'm sure as a lawyer, you have to network. If you want to get business, you have to network. That's the way you get business, from referrals, from networking. And, you know, if you're not getting enough business, ask yourself, am I networking? I have a friend of mine who has a $4 million practice, and he does really, really well for himself. And I said, where do you get your business? Where do you get your big, you know, multiple six-figure deals from, M&A deals from? He says he gets them from networking. I mean, he networks all over. So what do you do when you walk into a networking event? Don't sell. Don't freaking sell. Don't just try to shove what you do down somebody's throat. Read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And people are not interested in what you do. People are interested in what they do. So you have to start giving value to people in your network and saying, okay, what do you need? What are you looking for? How can I support you? What are your business goals? What are you into? What are you up to right now? Like, just build relationships with people. So number one is, don't sell. Nobody cares about what you do. They only care about what you do once they know that you care about them and that you're adding value to them. So start adding value to people in your network. Another thing that you shouldn't do is be a lurker. It's social networking, not anti-social networking. Engage, like, comment, thank people. When somebody connects with you, don't just ignore them. Say, thank you for connecting with me. Actually have a relationship. Communicate. If you're not sure what to say because you don't want to say the wrong thing, then prepare templates in advance of things that are approved by your practice or by yourself, and then just copy and paste from your template or have your admin do that if you don't have time to do it. But be social. If you see an article you like, share it. If you see something that you posted that made you smile, right, this made me smile. Look at my profile. Go to Joe Applebaum on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/Joe Applebaum. You're going to see how much activity I do. And the reason I do that activity is because it's a social network. You're meant to be social. But the crazy thing is most human beings are not social.
Great. So no Q&A came in about this first section. And just to summarize, the action steps is to go into your profile, download it as an Excel file, and just go through every single thing on there, step one. If you want to go to step two, you can put it into something like MailChimp or iContact or Constant Contact and create an email such as what Joe said. I am a personal injury attorney. I'm an estate planning attorney, and I do lots of referrals. I have these three cases that I'm looking to refer, and you put that to your network. Or you can do something like I do, where you give a quarterly update of what's going on in your life or some value to stay top of mind.
Joe, I actually have a question for you. And I'm glad David mentioned, using the email as your next step. So I also love that you mentioned how to win friends and influence people, because I think a Dale Carnegie approach to networking is the best, of really focusing on building relationships before you focus on what your business profits will be, what your business benefits will be. And I'm wondering, in the email that you send after you identify these connections that you want to reconnect with and find out if you can connect on a deeper level, is there a certain language that you use to incentivize people to connect with you in that email? Do you start by complimenting their profile? Do you start with a bunch of questions for them? How are you getting people to want to connect with you?
It depends on the context of the relationship. So from a marketing perspective, what I would say, if I'm connecting with marketing people, I would say, first of all, the context is, thanks for being my connection on LinkedIn. I appreciate being connected with you on LinkedIn, something like that, right? So you're already creating the trust, because who is this person? Or even if who is this person, you might be blurry to them because you haven't communicated with them in a while. And then after that, you say, hey, I noticed that you're doing marketing. I'm doing marketing too. Would you be open for having a quick conversation? Or would you be open telling me what you specialize in? Or like just kind of getting to know them a little bit with very little pressure and not TMI. A lot of people send paragraphs and paragraphs and, you know, back to what David asked before, what not to do. Don't send a freaking 4,000 page legal agreement when you're greeting somebody. I know that you're a lawyer and you like the mumbo jumbo, but guess what? Most human beings, even lawyers, don't like mumbo jumbo when you're communicating. So keep it really simple, like one line, two lines. People are super ADD and they don't have much time for strangers these days. So make it so easy for them to just give you a quick reply to start tickling. I always say tickle your contacts. Tickle them a little bit with a little feather on their toes. You know, like David, like the way you like to do.
One more follow-up, because there is also a way to actually communicate with your contacts through LinkedIn itself versus exporting them to Excel and put them in like a MailChimp or iContact. What's your thoughts about that if somebody wants to use the internal function to reach out to more than one contact?
Using the internal function is great and it works, but only do it to strategic contacts that you are going to want to build a relationship within the platform. So you see, when I'm building relationships with people, I don't just want to build relationships through email. I don't just want to build relationships through LinkedIn. I want to connect with you on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, on email, through text. If you're a relationship that I really want to have a relationship with, I want to communicate with you as many ways as possible. Now, some people don't check email, but they check LinkedIn. Some people don't check LinkedIn, but they check email. What I like to do often is look at the people who clicked on the emails and then sending them a message through the LinkedIn system saying, hey, thank you so much for clicking on my email, and then asking them another question. How often do you use LinkedIn? Or what is your number one question about LinkedIn? Or something related to their profile or to their business or something very intimate that they know that I'm really there and I'm paying attention. And the great thing about LinkedIn is you can actually see who saw your message. So oftentimes people see the message and they don't reply right away. And I was going after a prospect a while ago on LinkedIn, and I sent them one message, they didn't reply. Then I sent them another message, they didn't reply either. And I was persistent. Every few months I would go in there and send them another message. And then one day I just said, hey, we launched a new website. What do you think about the header? Do you like the color? And they replied, I love the color. By the way, do you guys build websites? And I said, hell yeah. So let's schedule a call. Here's my link to my calendar. And guess what? I didn't give up on them.
And I think that's a good segue to part two of this is incoming requests, people looking at your profile or connecting with you. Let's talk about that. And we can also talk about strategies, how to connect with others as we're talking about that. But I've noticed lately, I'm getting connected by a lot of people I don't know.
Oh my God.
And in a spammy way. So, and some of them I can't tell, you know, some of them it's very clear, but how do you choose? You have 8,000 connections. How do you choose when to say no to somebody? And do you have a formula, a strategy, a thought process that you can share with others?
So people, when I do seminars on LinkedIn, people often ask me, Joe, like, how do I know who do I want to connect with, who I shouldn't connect with, who I should connect with? And I always say, you have to have a connection strategy. So ask yourself, what is my connection strategy? Your connection strategy could be that I'm a open LinkedIn open networker. They call them lions. If you ever saw somebody had the word lion on their profile, they're a LinkedIn open networker. That means they try to connect with as many people as possible. Or you're very intimate and you only connect with people that you've actually had an intimate relationship with. And I'm not talking about intimate in that way, David. I'm talking about intimate as in you'd had coffee with them or you had lunch with them. You really get to know this person, you know them well, and you met them face to face. you have to decide for yourself what type of connections you want to have on LinkedIn. I like having connections. My personal connection strategy is I like having connections with either people who are fans of me, who've heard my webinars, seminars, and that mention that they've heard me on a podcast or something and they want to connect with me because they want to follow me and be in my network. That's number one. Number two is people that I don't know, but I'd like to get to know at one point for whatever reason, whether it's because they're a podcast host, whether it's because they own a marketing agency, whether it's because they are B2B and I'd like to get to know them more, or for whatever other reason, or people that I actually have a relationship with and that I know. I also like connecting with CEOs in general, because entrepreneurs and CEOs give me a lot of energy, and I like building relationships with them, especially if I'm going to a city. I will go out there and try to connect with people in different cities that I go frequently. Like Florida, I go frequently to Florida. San Diego, I go frequently to San Diego. So there are certain cities that I want to build up my relationship capital. Now, keep in mind that there's a limit to how many connections you can have on LinkedIn. Now, can you guess in the chat box, can you guess what the limit is? Now, on Facebook, I did not know what the limit is. So go ahead, in the chat box, let me know what you think the limit is. I thought that you can connect with unlimited people. And I know that on Facebook, there's a limit of 500 people. Once you have 500 connections on Facebook, Facebook limits it at 5,000 connections on Facebook. But LinkedIn allows you to connect with more people. And I think recently they opened up something called the connection gate. It used to be that they would penalize you if you try to connect with way too many people. Now you can have over 1,500 pending connections before they penalize you and start asking you for email addresses. But the crazy thing is that I'm getting so many more. I'm getting flooded and flooded and flooded with requests now, and I don't want to accept it because I know that the limit is not 10K. It's not 999. It's not 50K. It's not 15K. It's 30K, right? Anjali got it. So 30K is your limit. And if once you get to 30K, you can't have any more connections. So if you're nowhere near 30K, you can accept everybody if you want. I like making sure the person has a profile picture. I like making sure that the person is from the US. I don't really want to connect with people from the Middle East or from random places, you know, like China and like whatever that, you know, like I want to keep people within the US, preferably in New York, preferably within the cities that I'm going to be visiting, because I actually am going to want to meet these people. So I don't need to connect with any, like with everybody. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I pronounced the name correctly, apparently. So the idea is you have a limited amount of connections. So if you're going to have an action item, write down your own personal connection strategy. Who do you want to connect with and why do you want to connect with them? And then when somebody pings you, then you could decide based on your connection strategy. If I look right now, I leave pending connections on my LinkedIn. And the reason I leave that is because I want to see if I can build up to a waiting. So it's kind of like for my ego. I want to have 1,000 people waiting to connect with me. I want to have that. But every once in a while, I get somebody that I really want them in my network. I let them in. Or if you connect with me, and you let me know that you saw me on this webinar, I will accept you because you were kind enough to put it in the note. But I have 1,000, close to 954 people waiting to connect with me. It makes me feel good.
So two things. One of my connection strategies, and I'm copying once again, my LinkedIn profile just copied in the chat box, is since I am in a continuing legal education business, any attorney who connects with me, I accept. So if anybody wants to connect with me now, I will accept. As well as CEOs and other areas that I think interesting. I do get a lot of salespeople and they try to sell me directly. And to me, that's just like a no right off the bat. Like try to provide value first and then sell me later. But that's where I say no for sure. There's two things I wanted to ask you about, and then we're gonna go into pending connections. A lot of times people get tricked into it or they do it on purpose. And I think I might've first got tricked and then I was like, okay, that's fine. LinkedIn has something that makes it seem like you're just accepting their connection, but essentially what you just accidentally did was send out to your entire contact list to connect with you on LinkedIn. Do you think that is a good thing to do? And can you explain maybe in better words what exactly is happening there?
What LinkedIn wants to do is LinkedIn wants you to connect with as many people as possible right now. because they want to be able to increase the market share of how many people are actually active on LinkedIn. You see, LinkedIn's problem is that unlike Facebook, where people are logging in 17 times a day, or the average person logged in a few times a day and they spent over 30 minutes on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, people are logging in once or twice a week. And so LinkedIn's trying to change that by getting more people into the fold. And LinkedIn is growing by the rate of two connections per second. So they're growing very fast. They're up to already half a billion.
Would you recommend doing that?
Again, it depends on your connection strategy. If you're trying to build up as many connections as possible, the answer is yes. I would recommend, for myself, I want to make sure that I just don't connect with everyone that I know, but I connect with people that I know and that know me and that I want to actually be connected with. There are some people that are on the list that I've sent emails to in the past on my Gmail that I don't want to remind them that I exist. Not because of anything other than, you know, we didn't flow and it's not somebody that I want to send a connection request right away. Now, there are two settings. One of them is all the people that are in your connections, that are in your contact list, that are already have LinkedIn accounts. And then the second stage is all the people that are in your contact list that don't even have a LinkedIn account yet. You can actually invite them to LinkedIn. You know, one of the hacks, and by the way, this is David, you might find this interesting. If you want to get to 30,000 connections very quickly, what you can do is, and this is a hack, this is totally a hack, and I've used this in the past to build up profiles very quickly, is you can take 30,000 of your most active subscribers from your email list that are lawyers, add them to a Google account as contacts, and then connect that Google account to your LinkedIn, and LinkedIn will automatically say, do you want to connect with all these people that are on your that are on LinkedIn? And you could just press accept because you already know, and you could build up fake accounts that way or just build up your own account that way.
Got it. So let's move into another area that I think is interesting. A lot of times I'll get an email from LinkedIn. 17 people have checked your profile in the past 30 days. Come take a look. So is that of any, besides ego, do you do anything with that? Are there any strategies that you recommend? Do you actually try to connect to those people who you saw connected with you? Some of it's anonymous, but some of it's not. So I'm just curious if there is any strategies that you've used or you recommend based on that. And should people, if they don't want to be seen, is that something that you recommend sometimes to, I think I've done it where if I'm looking at someone's profile, I hide myself. So I'm just curious on both sides where you fall.
If you go into your settings, you can actually determine whether you're going to broadcast your name and company name or just your name, or how do you want people to see you when you're looking at their profile? If you're obsessively looking at your ex's stuff, whether it's your business ex-business partner or whatever, you don't want them to see that you're doing it, or you're stalking your competitors and you don't want them to see you, then you might want to block yourself when you go do that crazy stuff. But if you actually want your prospects or your friends to see you looking at their profile, it's good to put it on. And I used to hide myself because I was just kind of shy and I didn't want anyone to know what I was doing. But then I realized, you know what, I actually want people, and I actually want people to see that I looked at their profile. And there's actually software that allows you to just browse thousands of profiles every single week and just browse profiles for you. But what my advice is, depending on your connection strategy and depending on what your agenda is, if you're very clear on who your target demographic is, who you're targeting as a customer, if you know that your clients are general counsels at Fortune 500 companies, let's say that is your client. Right, and you're a lawyer and you get work from general counsel of Fortune 500 companies, and you're sitting there sending emails to them and sending them messages and stuff, and then one of them came to your profile and looked at it, and you saw their name and you saw they looked at your profile, and they're a second degree connection, means they're not directly connected to you, but they're connected to a contact that's connected to you, then it's worth sending them an email. If you have a premium account, it's worth sending them an email and saying, hey, thanks so much for checking my profile. I'm really glad that you're looking at it and you found it interesting. Hopefully we can connect. Please let me know if there's something I can do for you. I always send my first degree connections a message saying, thank you for checking out my profile when I see them check out my profile. And if they engage with me, and because I put out a lot of content, I get people engaging with me, I also say, thank you for checking out my profile and thank you for liking my recent article. So I actually take the time to communicate with the people that are engagers and likers because I want to build a relationship with them. So my opinion is, for myself, any excuse to send somebody a message and communicate in a valuable way, whether it's thanking them or asking them a question or adding value, is a chance to market yourself and to stay top of mind with your contacts. So to answer your question directly, David, yes, communicate with the people that are looking at your profile, because anytime you can get in front of them is another time that they'll think about you.
So I think that you convinced me. I'm anonymous right now because for the same reasons you were, but I see value in not being anonymous. So I'm going to switch that. Somebody just asked, Audrey asked, and it goes to the question I was going to ask too. It says LinkedIn keeps blocking her from seeing who is looking at my profile. They want me to pay for it. So that goes to the question I asked, because I do think I actually have a premium account. That's why I see it. Can only premium accounts see who's looking at you? And two, and I know you're probably, your answer is going to be depends on your strategy, but should, what is, when do you want, I guess, a premium account versus not?
So if you're going to be, if you're going
to be a premium account to see the views, do you know that?
Yeah. So you can see some views without a premium account, but they limit to how many views you can see. They limit to how many searches you can do. They limit your LinkedIn account. So if you're going to use your LinkedIn account for more than 10, 15 minutes a day, I would say get a premium account, because you're just going to get blocked. They're going to block you. They don't want people that are not paying for LinkedIn to use LinkedIn. They want you to pay for LinkedIn. And it's not expensive. It's a few hundred dollars a year. So if you're in business today, invest the money. If you're going to be reaching out to people, use LinkedIn Sales Navigator. If you're going to be using it for sales, spend $1,000 a year or whatever it costs a year to actually get Sales Navigator, but actually put in time to use it. Actually put in time to use it, because otherwise it's a waste. But if you're not even logging into your LinkedIn maybe once a week or whatever it is, then don't pay for it. It's no use. But if you're going to log in 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, which I highly recommend every professional that values networking, spend 10, 15 minutes a day minimum networking online and networking on LinkedIn. Even, you know, somebody's like, Joe, I'm really bad at LinkedIn. I said, how much time do you spend on LinkedIn each day? He's like, I barely log in. I log in once a month. I was like, no wonder why you suck at it. It's like the guy that comes to me and tells me he sucks at bowling. I said, how often do you play bowling? He says, never. I said, no wonder why you suck at it. No one's born a bowler. Some people are born bowlers, but no one's born a bowler. You know what I mean, David?
Great. Yeah. So we're heading towards the final stretch, and I really want to get to the meat, which is the maximizing your profile. I'm going to give 30 seconds to someone to put in a Q&A, and then we're going to go right into the real heart of maximizing your profile. While we're waiting, I'm going to throw in another question. If you can just answer this in under 60 seconds. Is, and the question I'm going to ask is a marketing question, since that's what we've been talking about. And maybe there's not a specific answer. Looking for a better understanding of how to use LinkedIn to reach a target client market. So how do you find a target client market on LinkedIn?
You first have to define your target market. Once you define your target market and you know who we're going after, I'm going after companies that are $10 to $100 million in annual sales that have a marketing director and a sales team. That's the most ideal client for me. Do I service law firms? Yes. Do I service other B2B companies? Yes. Do I have products for everyone, for every entrepreneur? Yes. But if you're gonna ask me who my target is and who I wanna go after, so how do I identify those people? I go into LinkedIn search, and there are filters on the search, and you could filter by company size. You could filter by position. You could filter by geographic. There's so many different ways that you can slice the pie by first degree, by second degree. There's so many different ways you can slice the pie. So I would say master LinkedIn search is the quick 60-second answer.
Great. So we did have one question. And to summarize, the question was, if they're applying for a job and they haven't heard back from the hiring manager, do you think it's too pushy to in-mail the hiring manager to check in what's going on?
I don't think it's too pushy to check in if you haven't heard back. As a matter of fact, if you don't do it, then there's no chance that you're going to get the job, because they're so inundated and so busy, and you're actually doing them a favor. The question is, how can you be creative enough to add value to them? What can you do to add value to the hiring manager? And I would say LinkedIn, message them, absolutely. Connect with them on LinkedIn, absolutely. Any hiring manager wants to connect with as many people as possible. You want to do them a favor and get the job, because their job is to give you the job. So don't do it in a pushy way and say, hey, I haven't heard back from you. You know, that's nasty. What you want to say is, I'm sure you're really busy. Have you seen this article about how hiring managers can get raises, or, you know, like just adding value to them in a way where you're not just saying what the status is. Say, hey, I submitted an article. I'm sure you're really inundated with a lot of things. When you get a chance, please let me know if you need me to resubmit it. please let me know if there's a better link to send it in.
Great.
I looked at your website. I really like your profile picture. You look pretty damn good. Maybe don't do that. Don't do that.
Great. So we're going to go to the last section, which is what a lot of people have questions on as well, is how to maximize your LinkedIn profile. And you've mentioned stuff from keywords to your story to the actual content on your profile. And so I don't know if you, and also the photo and how often you update this, the content and the keywords. So I'm just going to give you a free rein to sort of take whichever way you want to go with it.
I want to ask the audience a question. How much time did you spend in the past 90 days updating your profile on LinkedIn? Go ahead, put it in the comments. If you spent zero time, just put in a zero. If you spent 15 minutes, put in 15. How much time did you spend in the past 90 days optimizing your profile? Now, I see people are saying zero, zero, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, zero, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. If you look at my profile, I've spent 5 hours optimizing my profile. 5 hours, not 10 minutes, not 30 minutes, 5 hours over the course of the past 90 days. Okay, so I spent 5 hours over the 90 days, which means I was thoughtful about what profile picture I should put up. I was thoughtful about changing my title multiple times. I was thoughtful about my background photo. I was thoughtful about my contact information. I was thoughtful about my summary. I changed my summary multiple times. I actually put a date in my summary of the last time I updated my summary so that people can hold me accountable, because I do many of these seminars and I haven't done it like in the past week or two, but the last time I did it, I actually put in the date that I actually put it in. And I actually say, if you looked at my summary and saw it, send me a message to tell me that you saw my summary. So I actually decide what videos should I put in? What testimonials should I add? What stories should I tell? Because if you're putting up your history, some people put a line item of every single thing they ever did. You know, when I was young, I went to camp and I did this. And then this job, I got promoted 17 times. So they litter all over their profile. Just like you want to have a clean resume, people don't have time to sit here. And, you know, you spent 10 minutes or 0 minutes on your own profile. How much time do you think you're spending on your prospect's profile? Probably the same amount of time, right? So you want to give less information, but pungent, clean, clear, crisp information very quickly, because people, unless they're a lurker and they want to steal your identity, they're not going to sit there and spend a month on your profile. They're going to spend 10, 15 minutes on your profile max if you're lucky, if you really, really like are into it. If they're like, you might go to David's profile and spend 10 minutes on his profile. You might go to my profile and spend 10 minutes on my profile. Probably you'll spend 5 or 3 or whatever it is. You'll click around, you'll watch my rap video. By the way, I have a really great rap video on my profile that I did that you guys will really enjoy, because I always had a dream of being a rapper, but instead I became a rabbi and then I became a marketer. But that's a whole nother story that you can look at. My LinkedIn profile has my stories and has information about me. So here's another question. How many LinkedIn recommendations do you have on your profile? Go ahead and tell me how many you think you have. Do you have 1, 2, 7, 15? Last time I looked, I had over 80 something recommendations. And people are like, Joe, how did you get so many recommendations? I said, I've serviced over 1,100 clients. And I've asked some of them, if you like what I've done, would you be able to leave a short recommendation on LinkedIn about my work? And I'm sure many of you that connect with me today are going to want to leave me a recommendation about this mind-blowing webinar. After you watch this, you're like, you know what? I should really leave them a short little recommendation, because the value that you get from leaving a recommendation is A, good karma, but B, people that see my profile. And by the way, I have over 3,000 people that look at my profile on a regular basis. You know, most people, when you go to see how many people you have looking at your profile, you have 5, 10, 15. If you know what the number is for you, put it inside. How many people have recently looked at your profile? Click on your profile and see if LinkedIn tells you how many people have recently looked at your profile.
And just because we have 15 minutes, I want to make sure we also focus on how to maximize, because you mentioned a lot about keywords and your story and the
content. Yeah, I'm going to get into the 5 steps really quickly, and I do that very, very fast. But I want people to recognize why this is so important to do the work I'm about to tell you
to do. For sure. Thank you.
So somebody wrote 14, 9 people looked at your profile, 42 people looked at your profile, 8 people looked at your profile, 19 look. By the way, every time I optimize my profile, I see the amount of people coming to my profile increase significantly. Go ahead. I want to see more. I want to see at least 10, 15 people. I want massive engagement. There are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people watching and listening to this right now. So I want to see dozens and dozens and dozens of people telling me how many people that look at this is very important. I want you to become aware as to where the ROI is going to be for you. If I say you're a lawyer, you charge 100, 200, 300, 500, 700 an hour. If you're a big wig, you charge 1,000 an hour. If I tell you to put an hour into your profile, it means I'm telling you to put 1,000 or 500 bucks into your profile. And I'm going to tell you why right now, but I want you to first recognize where you are today and where you're going to be after you actually take action. Okay? So some people are at 9, at 42, at 8, at 19, at 14, at 216, at 234, at 5. I have over 3,000. Over 3,000. I'm going to give you the 5 things that you need to do to go from 42 to 420 or to 100. To go from 35 to 10x your profile to get to 350. It indicates how popular your profile is based on how well it's optimized. Okay, so I'm gonna give you the 5 tips. Number one, tip number one, have a good profile picture. If you're not smiling in your profile picture or you have your wedding photo, I recently did a seminar and I had a guy, a CEO, that had his wedding photo on there and his wife was cut off, but you saw her shoulder. I was like, dude, that's embarrassing. Take that off, put a decent headshot of you. Take a selfie right now, some of you smiling in your suit, and just put it up there. I want to see teeth. I don't want you to look like it's a mugshot. Okay, keep it close. Don't put it like 7 miles away. Take, if you don't have professional photos, just take a selfie on your cell phone and put that up. It's good enough. Smile, think of a happy thought, and put it up there. Have a background photo. Have a decent title. Don't just write lawyer. Don't just write attorney. Write who you help. I help hungry entrepreneurs go from frustration to motivation. Ajax Union, CEO, B2B digital marketing agency. I write what I do, who I help. Write that in your title. Don't just write attorney. Nobody cares that you're an attorney. They want to know what you do. And make sure that your name is not all caps. Make sure that you're not yelling at anybody. Make sure that it's not all lowercase like you didn't pay attention. Make sure that the first letter of your first name is capitalized and the rest of the letters are lowercase. And make it nice and neat. So your photo, your background photo, your name, your title is number one. Number two, have a summary. Most people don't have any summary on their LinkedIn. And I like making my summary third person because when I go to networking events, I just say, go to my LinkedIn and take my bio from there. When I get requests to be a public speaker, I say, go to my LinkedIn and you can have my mini bio there. Joe Applebaum, CEO of Ajax Union, a B2B digital marketing agency, Inc. 500, blah, 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 all the stuff I write over there. The first two sentences or the first sentence should be the first thing people see. And then you click see more and you could have a few paragraphs of information there. There's a limit of how much you could have there, but limit it to telling your story and have a call to action in your summary. If you want someone to email you, put your email in there. If you want someone to go to your website to view a wrap video, I have testimonials. I have a testimonial video. Go to my summary and see how I formatted my summary because I do entrepreneur coaching and I do Ajax Union. So the two separate things that I do, I have them both. You know, somebody recently said, Joe, I'm a real estate and I'm a lawyer. Well, how do I do it? I say, have everything on your profile, but in your summary, write all the things that you do. Right, I'm a lawyer, I do this and that, and I'm also real estate, and I also do this and that, the other thing. So, and if you have to pick one, pick your primary and focus on that. Okay, but put everything that you do in your summary and also add media to your summary. So you can add videos, you can add slide decks. If you don't have a slide deck, prepare a slide deck. You're a lawyer, you need slide decks. Put a slide share in there, link it. Put a YouTube video, link it. Put an image, an infographic. If you don't have yours, use somebody else's, something in your industry, put it on there. Show people that you actually paid attention to your summary. So it's now step number two, summary. Step number three is experiences. You've done things in your life. Don't write everything you did because people don't care. People don't need to know a laundry list of 17 things you did when you date yourself. Put 3 or 4 or 5 things that you've done and how they worked into each other. So I started off as marketing director here. Then I became CMO. Then I became CEO of a marketing agency. That's my story. I have a specific story. When I worked at the Watchery, I helped them grow from 3 million to 40 million in revenue. And then after one day, I walked into the CEO's office because he was mentoring me on my 7 side hustles that I had. And he said, Joe, how's it going with Ajax Union? I said, great. My partner wants me to come work full time, but I love working here and helping you grow your business. He said, Joe, you did so much for me over the past several years. You helped us grow from 3 million to 40 million. I want to do this for you. I want you to go be your own CEO of your marketing agency and I will become your biggest client. I got really emotional. I almost started crying. I gave him a big hug and I said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I went off to build one of the fastest growing companies in America. We're not number 178 on the Inc. 5000. So I get really pumped when I'm able to tell these stories, and you see how I went from being the CMO of thewatchery.com to being the CEO of Ajax Union, and I get really excited. So tell your story. Have a paragraph telling a story. Don't just, you know, they say features tell, but stories sell. So you want to make sure that you're telling stories, okay? That's number three. Number four, I want you to take a look at your interests, the volunteerism, the awards that you won. You have awards that you've won. You have things that you've done that you've won. Put a paragraph, your education, your experience, all that stuff needs to have information there. You're a lawyer. You should know how to write content. Put some stories in there. Put some information. Tell people why that's relevant to your profile. And then after you do that, the last stage is get recommendations. Remove the skills you don't need. You know, you look at your skills. You might notice that you have 50 skills there, and some of them are like, you know, website updating or email. Who gives a damn if you know how to send email? Nobody cares. If you're a great litigator, write litigator and put that as one of your top three skills. Make sure your top three skills are intentional. I dragged my best skills to the top. I noticed I didn't have B2B marketing as one of my top three skills. I dragged it to the top, and now I don't have 700 people endorsing me for B2B marketing. I only have 82, but it's going to grow over time because it's one of my top three skills right now at this time. That might change in the future. SEO used to be my top skill. But now my clearing clients don't give a damn about SEO anymore. So although I have 500 people that endorse me for SEO, it's on the bottom of the list right now. I keep it there because it's still something that I focus on, but it's not the most important thing. So sit there and organize your endorsements. And if you don't have recommendations, I always say leave recommendations for other people. Leave me a recommendation. Leave David a recommendation. Connect when you connect with people, send them a note, and then appreciate them and show them that you took the time to write them 2-3 sentences of a nice recommendation of what value you got from their life. And this way, chances are, you need to ask for recommendations from other people in order for them to actually give it to you and give them a hint of how they should be recommending you.
So is number five recommendations?
Number five is endorsements and recommendations. Okay. And number six is the bonus. I'm going to give a bonus number six. You ready? You ready for the bonus?
Yes.
The bonus, the drop down bonus is be active, post things, write articles. How many people over here, how many articles do you have on your profile that you've written on your profile? Put a number of articles. I have, I don't know, David, you can go check my profile. I think I have 133 LinkedIn articles. So David wrote 24, Michael wrote 5. If you have 0, write 0. Don't be shy, just write 0. It's kind of creating awareness for yourself that you need to write an article. Again, you don't have to write this massive article. It could be a 200-word article. Audrey Glover, Audrey wrote, I try to post something every day. Russell wrote 0. Jason wrote 0. Todd wrote 0. Rick wrote 0. Put 0 if you, Kathy wrote 0. Put 0 if you have 0, because that'll create awareness for you. Awareness. It's just awareness. If you are a thought leader, and trust me, if you're a lawyer, you need to be a thought leader. If you're a service provider, you need to be a thought leader. I can't emphasize this enough. You have to put information out there. You must put information out there. So putting an article, and you know what? An article could be as easy as an FAQ. What are the frequently asked questions that you get as a lawyer in your industry? You can literally just write things people don't know about your industry. You can post a video of yourself as an article. You can post whatever you want. Just post articles on your profile. And then share that article every once in a while. I always say create a library of at least 12 evergreen articles that will always be there and will always be good that you can reference to, and then send people to those articles. I have articles for graphic designers. I have the 12 things that graphic designers need to know because I need to get in touch with graphic designers. I have articles for people who want to download their LinkedIn contacts. They're like, Joe, how do I do that? I send them a link to my LinkedIn article. I have articles about how to be able to do sales enablement. Go look at my latest article. It's a small article, just by the way, to express myself. I put 7 questions you need to ask before you hire another salesperson. I just put a bunch of questions, and it's an article. And great. People are writing, they're getting massive value. And also, here's another tip before we finish up, because we have to wrap up. Here's another quick tip. Make a list of things that you're going to be updating in advance. Some people are like, I have nothing to update. Spend 30 minutes to an hour and actually create a bullet pointed list of updates that you're going to update over the course of the next month. And then when you're in the mood of updating, you go to your library of what you already compiled, and from there do it. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to update now. And then what you can do is you can take that stuff and put it into a tool called Hootsuite, or a tool called Buffer or a tool called Meet Edgar. There's a bunch of different tools out there that you can use that will automatically schedule posts for your LinkedIn, also for your Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff, but mainly for your LinkedIn. And you can actually just prepare. I prepare 90 days in advance of posts, and my LinkedIn gets updated every single day. Now, besides doing that, I also post videos of myself on LinkedIn, which as a lawyer, you should be able to post videos of yourself, even if it's a 1 minute. The max amount of video that you can post on LinkedIn is a 10-minute video. I usually hit the threshold. By the way, on Instagram, the max amount of time that you can go live is 60 minutes, and on Facebook, the max live is 90 minutes. So just, you know, I hit the max every single time, and I'm hitting the max on this webinar too. So,
Joe, the value of what you gave was really tremendous. I'm going to summarize. Here's what the last 5 minutes are going to be. I'm going to summarize the three areas that we just talked about. I'm going to give you 1 to 2 minutes. If you want people to reach out to you, potentially somebody actually needs more than LinkedIn advice, they might need marketing advice, or they are looking to hire somebody to help them grow their practice. How do they reach out to you? I'm going to share a little bit about group subscriptions that we're doing with Lawline, and then we're going to end with one thing of value. So
I have a question. I have a question for everyone here. If you want to be able to see me do an actual roast of your profile or people's profiles, or actually show you on the screen live, because David wanted me to do this. I'm like, dude, there's a lot of content we need to deliver. We're not going to have time to do the roast. Would you be up for coming to another webinar, let's say in May, where we start doing roasts? Give me a yes in the chat box if you would want to come see me like live roast your profile and other attorney profiles in real time, just showing you step by step what you can fix, what you can do, what you shouldn't do, all that stuff. If you want to be roasted, you could always email joe@joeapplebaum.com.
You just got about 12 yeses in a row, really quick.
Wow, cool. If you do want to reach out to me and you want to find out more, you could always connect with me on LinkedIn. You could always email me. By the way, connect with me on Facebook too, because every single day I post a 10-minute motivation video that blows people's minds away. And this year I'm going to do 1,000 motivation. So go check me out on Facebook as well.
We will set that up. Everybody here will get an email follow-up. We have at least 15 people who want to be roasted. We have some people who want to watch other people be roasted. So that sounds like a great webinar. Thank you for suggesting that. Just to summarize the three main areas we talked about today. Number one is reaching and connecting. Joe's actionable advice is to export your contacts and go through them, potentially put them into it, like MailChimp or iContact, and send out to your connections to either get referrals or just to stay top of mind. Number two was, when it comes to incoming connections, have a strategy. So if you don't have a strategy, you don't know who you're going to accept or not accept. And then number three was maximizing your profile. Joe talked about five things plus a bonus. That was, have a great photo, have a great summary, have stories to share when you share your experiences, put your interest in awards, and make sure you're either giving recommendations or endorsements, or you have a strategy to get them. And the bonus is to be active. For Lawline, what I want to share is one thing that has been taking off really significantly for the past few years, but really the past 6 months, is group subscriptions. We've grown to 120,000 attorneys using us, primarily on individual attorneys, just buying individual subscription. As we've grown as a company, we've learned a lot of things that's helped us maintain our business. And we're also now working with a lot of mid-sized firms to do group subscriptions for 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 attorneys at a time. That helps them. You know, we have an app that supports them. We have reports that support their admin. So that's just something that I'm really passionate about, and I wanted to share that here as well. And you can reach out to me directly, and I'll put you in touch with the right person. My email is david@lawline.com. If you want to connect anyway, or you want to connect about that, we are really passionate about getting firms set up the right way. So that's the webinar. I'm going to send it back to Kathleen. If you could share, Kathleen, not only about this, but the other two webinars we have and how we're going to give access to that to everybody, if you know yet. If not, we'll figure it out. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. We hope you got the value that you were looking for when you signed up for it.
Absolutely. Thank you, David. Thank you to everybody who attended today. And special thank you to Joe. You are so engaging. I personally learned a lot about LinkedIn. I'm going to be working very hard to optimize my profile in the coming weeks. So everyone, we have had two webinars prior to this one. This is the third in our series. I am going to be sending out a web or an email in the next 1 to 2 days. It's going to have not only a recording of this webinar today, but it's also going to have a written transcript, which is always really helpful for reading the value and being able to take that value away with you and keep it with you. So I will be sending that out. Please keep an eye out for my email. If you want, please reach out to me. I'll put my email in this chat and ask me for the written transcripts and recordings of the previous two that we did. One of them was on vivid public speaking skills for a networking lawyer, which I'm sure will help you if coming out of your shell for networking. And our first one was actually on key thinking strategies. And I think that has a lot to do with what Joe was talking about being a thought leader. So I will definitely email you with the recording for today. And I will also post my email in this chat function right before we log off here. So please keep an eye out for my emails and for all of my emails for future webinars in our series. And I hope you can make it to Joe's if we have it right around May. I hope so. So enjoy the rest of your afternoon. With that being said.
Bye, everyone. Take care. Thanks.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much, everyone. And thanks for giving me a 10 plus, 10 plus, 11 plus. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. You're the man. Bye.
Bye.